Hello, and welcome to the Movies You Forgot podcast. This is the end of the ticket stub special journey. Thanks if you've been listening along to these. You probably won't be listening to this unless you've listened to the others, or if 2003 means something to you. Maybe that was the first year you went to the cinema. It's sort of the end of a little story, I suppose, of my life. That's the envelope. What I'm going to do, just like I did in all the other episodes, I'm going to open up my envelope, or envelope, as someone or some people call it, with my stubs. I haven't looked at it in a long time. And I am going to go through what I watched in order. I bragged about how they were definitely in order last time. I hope they're in order as well. I'm going to list what I saw. I'm going to say what seat I sat in, how much it cost, and maybe reflect a little bit on the movie, and just remember the movie, see if I can remember who was in it. It's all happening live. I'm not pausing and checking anything, so I might get some stuff wrong. Last time, that's my tea, last time in 2002, I said I thought I'd seen Spider-Man 2. I checked after. It was Spider-Man. That's when Spider-Man came out in 2002. I couldn't believe it. I talked about Doc Ock. Doc Ock's not in Spider-Man. It's Green Goblin. So there you go. I might throw in some little Joe secrets. I think I've spilled all his beans. But so where am I? It's the start of 2003. University's done. It would have been finished the year before. I came back home towards the end of 2002. Tail between my legs, and just went back to Aylesbury, and I was just in my room a lot. I'd walk to the shops every now and again, buy a Feast or 5 mini milks, some gummies, like gummy chews, maybe a can of Coke, and then I'd go back. Oh yeah, Heat magazine. I'd buy Heat magazine. Back then it wasn't a gossip magazine, it was more of a culture magazine, and an NME. Maybe a film mag if it was a monthly, and then I'd put it all back home and do nothing really, watch TV, watch movies, and then at Christmas I got a job at HMV in Aylesbury because it was Christmas, and that was great. That really sorted me out. I tried to get a full time job there, but it went to someone else. But then a couple of weeks later, they came calling. And then, so that's where we find me in 2003. I'm working at HMV, and I've got no worries suddenly. The anxiety that'd been nipping at my heels, it just seemed to fall away. All the expectation, it just didn't seem to matter anymore. Like, I could go to university, and I could work in a shop, and nothing mattered. I could go to the pub. I could hang out with people. And this great anxious weight had been lifted. I worked in the video department. It was a very small range, but I just had to keep track of the stock, reorder videos. My hope was that I would be talking to people about movies and recommending them. That didn't happen. But can't have everything. So we start on the 13th of January, 4:15 p.m, Odeon Aylesbury. It's £4.70, and I see Gangs of New York. Scorsese's gangster flick, set in the past. He'd been working on it for many, many years. It was his passion project. Leo, DDL. I tried rewatching it recently. It's not very good. And even at the time, it didn't really hit. 28th, 2 o'clock, £3.50. Unless I say otherwise, Aylesbury Odeon. Alexander Payne's About Schmidt. Can't remember a thing about this aside from the poster with Jack Nick on there with his sort of hair all high. Kathy Bates gets into a hot tub, nude. This is a weaker Payne effort, I think. After Sideways, this just didn't cut it. It's a Forgot You Forgot. If Joe's listening, he might listen to this. He could pop it on his list. 30th, we get another Leo. So there was double Leo. I think we forget what Double Leo there was. Catch Me If You Can, the Spielberg flick. I think this is aged like a fine wine. 6 p.m., £5.70, screen 4. Oh, yeah, then I forgot some seats. There are, I forgot. Oh, yeah, there's a seat today. There's a row J. The others didn't have a row. Row J, seat 14. Yeah, great fun. I think everyone knows this flick now. Very watchable. Leo's great, and it's a nice little counterpoint to Gangs of New York, which was not great. 8th of February, 8:15, Odeon, Chelsea. I come into town, get the train from Aylesbury, and it would take about an hour, and it would get you into Marylebone. And then how am I going to get to Chelsea from there? Doesn't matter. The UGC, I don't think that exists anymore. £8.10. You see, in Aylesbury, you get to see a flick for about £4, and then come into the bright lights, twice the price. And what am I seeing on screen 3? I'm seeing Narc, Joe Carnahan's Narc. There was a lot of chat about this. It kind of came out of nowhere. This gritty, low-budget cop thriller with Ray Liotta, Jason Patrick, who I really, really liked ever since Your Friends and Neighbours. He never really struck big. He was always like, I guess he was one of those pretty boys. And then, of course, because of Speed 2, I think he was generally considered a bit of a joke. Maybe he wasn't very nice. Maybe people didn't like him. But Narc, yeah, I remember it being pretty punchy and fun. I think maybe I wanted a little bit more, but it's a pretty good debut. Speaking of Joe Carnahan, I just actually finished watching The Rip, which is his latest on Netflix. Isn't that a lovely little bit of serendipity? Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, very meat and potatoes, solid little cops versus cops robbers flick. I like Carnahan. He's a bit hit and miss, but the grey's quite good. Whenever he's got special effects, they're always a little bit choppy, a little bit shit. Aside from that, what are we doing? Oh, a day later, Odeon, Kensington. Why am I? Maybe I've come to London for a couple of days. Am I staying with Pete, maybe, and his girlfriend, soon to be wife, or am I staying with my brother and his wife? Hard to say. But I'm in town for 2 days on the trot, and I go and see Punch Drunk Love at Kensington, 11:40 in the morning, row G, seat 8. It's £8.90. Again, punchy prices in London. I think it's the first time second time I really loved a PTA flick just on first viewing. I'd really enjoyed Hard Eight, struggled with Magnolia, and I thought Boogie Nights was perfectly fine. But this one seems firmly in the canon now, which is, it's lovely to see. It's held there. I think Sandler, he helps, but it's his best straight performance. And it's a great flick. On the 12th, back in Aylesbury now, 1:15, that's the time, not the price. Screen 3, £4.70, Final Destination 2. I really liked that one at the time. I was very fond of the first, and then Final Destination 2 just felt a bit slicker, funner. The opening sequence with the logs and the lorry, lovely stuff. It's quite a fun, silly series generally. It's the old Final Destinations. I wonder what double bills I'm going to get. I'm going pretty great. I'm going great guns though, and seeing flicks, because the day later on the 13th, 6:45, the time again, not the price. It's £5.70. Row K, seat 13, screen 4. Go and see Daredevil. Now I remember going to see that with people from HMV, and I loved the idea of Ben Affleck being in a superhero movie. Kevin Smith had been chatting a lot about Daredevil a lot. And I was obviously big into Kevin Smith at the time. And so I was all geared to really enjoy it. And I think I did like it, but it was fairly derided. There was that Evanescence song that played. And the girl from HMV, she said it was shit afterwards. And then because I didn't necessarily have the courage of my convictions in liking something, it made me question my taste. But it's not a good flick. So that's fine. She was probably right. Now, there's a problem. There's a problem because my ticket stubs change and they look like Norwich Stubbs. But my only question is, why am I going back to Norwich? The ink is really fading, but I must have gone there for some reason. It's the 12th of March, 2003, 1:30, adaptation, £4, screen 11. And what a flick. Nicolas Cage on the finest of fine forms. Spike Jonze directs, and Charlie Kaufman's script is fantastic. It slightly tapers off at the end, but I mean, it lands it as best it could. People talking about this anymore? They were for a long time. I feel like it slipped a bit. It's fantastic. It's a must see. Huge problem, because we've got a stub that is basically blank, but chalk it up. It's something on there. Oh, here we go. I can see it. Autofocus. I see autofocus, but I don't know. I can't see the date, guys. It's right next to adaptation. It's Cinema City. It's a Cinema City stub. So I've gone back, and I'm staying maybe with pals who are still in Norwich. And I go and see autofocus about Bob Crane. Paul Schrader directs, I think. It's got Willem Dafoe and Bob Kinnear. Not Rory Kinnear, a grubby little like 70s set flick about the guy, some TV, faded TV star who was in Hogan's Heroes, and he fell in with this horrible grubby little guy, and it involves videoing whilst having sex and murder. Can't remember if it was good or not. It wasn't bad. Here we go, 14th of March, back in Aylesbury, screen 2, 1:30. The time, £4.70, Equilibrium. No row or seat, so I could sit wherever I wanted. Christian Bale, Taye Diggs. Very silly movie. I remember really enjoying it, though. It invented gun fu. Very silly sort of stuff going on. Maybe a brazen attempt to kind of rip off the violent aesthetic of The Matrix. And it's all about mind control and like a kind of 1984 type thing. Trash. In the full... Oh, double bill! Here we go. It's happened. We've got our first double bill. Okay. Oh, hot. So one, that's hot off the... And hot off the back of Equilibrium at 3:30, screen 5. I go straight in, £4.70. I see The Ring, the remake of The Ring with Naomi Watts, which I actually think is pretty decent as remakes go. It couldn't possibly come as close to the original, but I really like the director Gore Verbinski. Mouse Hunt, one of my fave comedies of all time, and he's a really interesting, good director. I keep meaning to rewatch it. That's all there is to say about The Ring. You know about The Ring, right? 18th March, 9:30, £3.50, screen 6. We go and see Jackass. Definitely went to see this with the HMV pals. Very funny. Had a big old laugh at that. Wasn't really fond of the notion of Jackass or the telly show, and then seeing the movie, it really works. I can't imagine it's worth rewatching though. 24th, screen 1, 12:45. I'm such a loose end. £4.70. Just Married, Ashton Kutcher and what's that actress called? Bethany Murphy, Brittany Murphy, who died a couple of years ago, very young. No memory. 1st of April, 2003, £3.70, 6:15, screen 2, The Recruit. We've done it on the podcast. Al, Colin. I remember quite enjoying this at the time, and as you'll discover from that podcast, it's something that you shouldn't revisit. Very silly, stupid film that just could be a lot better. And then I'm coming into London... I'm coming into London for some reason to go and see Cradle to the Grave. £8.50 I spend on this. It's showing at 12:20. Can we see the date? Does it count if we... Oh, yeah. Okay. It's the 6th of April. And I go and see that. Yeah, I'm coming into London and I'm seeing flicks with Pete. I sort of covered why we fell out in a kind of a convoluted way. I say fell out. I mean, I walked out on him and then never spoke to him again. And then was too proud to reach back out again. That was But that happens years after this. But we have, so we go and see Cradle to the Grave. That's is that DMX and Steven Seagal? It's one of them. It's a Steven Seagal plus trash. 17th, Phone Booth. Another Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell, he's coming out hot in Hollywood in 2003. He's been Daredevil. He hasn't been Daredevil. He's been in Daredevil as the standout baddie. Really fun in that flick. He's been in The Recruit, big old Hollywood spy flick. And now he's in Phone Booth, this sort of down and dirty man in a phone booth. Kiefer Sutherland calls you up and says, do what I want or I'm going to tell everyone what a cunt you are. £5.90, G, row G, seat 11. I'd love to do this on the podcast, but Joe, I think it's one of the things that's actually stuck in his leaky bucket. And then I go to the Phoenix Picture House, which is in Oxford. I think I could drive. I wouldn't have got the train to Oxford. But this is me. I'm not just seeing trash at the cinema. I want to see good stuff, and I go and see John Malkovich's directorial debut, The Dancer, a 15. I've got very little memory of this. I think it's to do with a terrorist. That's it. That's all I can remember. But then I also then, when do I, what date do I see that though? It's very hard to see, guys. Let's just have to, we'll trust where it is in the pile. But the, and then on the six, no, £16. I thought that was the date. Another really faded stub. Let's trust in the process. Maybe you can find out if both of these films came out in April. I'm not going to check. That's not what the show's about. £16 to go and see a film at the Picture House. Christ alive. No, what am I? No, it wasn't £16. It was 4 o'clock. It was 1600. You know what? It could have been either. Was City of God £16, or did I see it at 4 o'clock? It's a tough call. I saw it on screen one. There was such big chat about City of God. It was the big foreign flick of the year. I thought it was fine. I didn't get it. I've never rewatched it. And say, when I say I didn't get it, I understood what was going on, but what I didn't get was why everyone loved it so much. I guess there's always that notion of, like, people are surprised that people from a country like Brazil could make a technically impressive film. So I think there's a certain level of condescension to it. Like, oh my, oh wow, look at what they did. Look at what they made. And then they give it extra credit. I don't know, is that unfair? That's probably a bit unfair. 22nd of April, back to trash, Scream 5, 9:15 in the evening, £3.70, Aylesbury. Whoa, those are the days. Bulletproof Monk. Sean William Scott, Chow Yun. I go and see this because Chow Yun Fat's in it. Absolute shit. 29th of April, 9 p.m. I guess I'm seeing all these evening flicks when I'm at work, and then I just loiter around. And I go and see Scream 3, Confessions of a Dan. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. George Clooney's directorial debut, I believe. Stars Sam Rockwell. Yeah, I remember really liking it. And I then chased down the book it was based on. It's based on the guy who hosted some dating show in America in the 70s. And that he wrote a book, an autobiography, that he suggested that he was also a CIA spy. I think his tongue was in his cheek, and then Clooney makes it as a flick. It's fun. Rockwell's great. I don't know if it stands up. 4th of May, we're into May, and Odeon Marble Arch, £8.90. X-Men 2, Scream 5, row H, seat 14. I'd loved X-Men. X-Men 2 is the best X-Men movie. It's really great. Bryan Singer, now disgraced, so that's a shame. I haven't seen this in a long time, but I thought it was fantastic. Got really well received. I believe the X-Men are all coming back now for Doomsday. So, I mean, not the Doomsday the movie, not like Doomsday in real life. people are very fond of those guys. Sixth, a couple of days later, 8:45, £3.70, I go and see Dreamcatcher, directed by Lawrence Kasdan and scripted by William Goldman. He'd written Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. He'd done Misery, Princess Bride. And this flick has got a hell of a cast. It's got Morgan Freeman playing against type as the baddie general. And then you've got the four pals. You've got Jason Lee, Thomas Jane, Damien Lewis. And then who's the fourth one? Is it Timothy Oliphant? I want to say Timothy Oliphant. And it's about these four buddies and they go up to this icy, iced-in snow cottage as for buddies. It's such a odd, dumb movie, but the opening and the relationship with the guys and the way it's set up, I really, really like. It's got a couple of really classic Stephen King elements. There's a little bit of mind reading going on. You know, there's a kind of a shining. One of them has a shining, or do they all have a shining? They're all kind of connected mentally. I think it's really worth watching because it's such an odd flick. They do a How Did This Get Made podcast about it, and they're very mean-spirited about it. They just laugh at it. But I just think it's one of those silly B-movies. It doesn't really work. The end, it really gets out of hand. But yeah, it's just one of those movies I feel like I want people to watch so then you can have a chat about it and have a good-natured laugh. I guess you have to be in the right mood for it. But the performances, and then what happens to Damien Lewis at some point, he makes a very interesting artistic choice with how he plays a certain character, which just makes it worth watching. I can't say any more than that. I don't know why. I've always kind of felt quite fond. Then I read the book maybe a year later. I tried to. It's an appalling book. 13th of May, Roque, seat 12, £3.70, 6 p.m. I go and watch X-Men 2 again because I love it so much. 23rd of May, 8:15, £5.90, a bit more expensive in the evening. Row M, seat 22, and I definitely go. This is an HMV workmate pal outing. Matrix Reloaded. Was very pumped to see this, and boy, was it a disappointment. But not so disappointing that I don't go and rewatch it on the 29th of May at 3 p.m. Baffling. Oh, and I don't just rewatch it in Aylesbury. I rewatch it in Tottenham Court Road. So maybe I've gone to see that. I've gone to see that with my pal Pete, maybe Spencer. June, 3rd of June, 8:45, £3.70, row H, seat 16. I go and see Ripley's Game. That's got Malkovich in. That's got what's the guy's name? He was in Mission Impossible 2 and he was nearly Logan. So whilst Hugh Jackman is Logan, this guy, the Scottish guy, Dougray Scott, he's not made it. Mission Impossible 2 was a big failure. He's lost his chance to be Logan in the X-Men series. And now he's in it, but he's still in interesting stuff. He's in Ripley's Game. It's Ray Winston's in this as well. Definitely worth watching this flick. The whole Ripley series of books you've got to read Talented. Ripley's Game's good to read. You should read all of them. Patricia Highsmith, I've said before, she's one of my favourite writers. Good flick. Solid. I probably should say what it's about. It's about a guy. It's set in Europe. You pick up with Ripley, who's older than the Matt Damon version we've seen. It's not officially a sequel. You can imagine it is, though. And Ripley's retired and relaxed, and he's chilled out a bit. He's got this lovely mansion in France, and he's a man of taste and art. And this Dougray Scott guy is a bit chilly to him at a dinner party. And he's like, oh, okay. And Ripley's got these other little criminal things going on, and he sort of decides to stitch up and Dougray Scott. It's good. It's a good little flick. I don't know who directed it. On the 13th of June, I go and see Dumb and Dumberer at 9:30. Row N, seat 13. Love Dumb and Dumber. and I thought I'd give this a go, give it a fair shake. And I think the two kids that they got to be Harry and Lloyd are actually pretty good in this. Carey and Daniels were livid that they'd made this film. I think they wanted to make it because Carey and Daniels didn't want to make a sequel, and the studio wanted some of that Dumb and Dumber money. I mean, it's years later. I think there's a couple of very funny bits in Dumb and Dumber that I think are worth the film being made. 16th, £4.90, screen for 2 o'clock, Identity, the John Cusack starring Identity. Ray Liotta is also in this. Now, just like Dreamcatcher, this is one of those good, trashy, odd flicks. I think James Mangold directs, who goes on to do a lot more high-minded stuff. It's all set in this rainy motel. People from different backgrounds like kind of clash, and it's a rainy night. Odd things are going on, murders. I won't say any more. If you haven't seen it or heard of it, it's fun, it's dumb, and it's very, very watchable. 20th of June, Anger Management, Screen 2, 6:15. Hated it. Rubbish film. Same year as Punch Drunk, Love. Sometimes Sandler I'd say most of the time, he just doesn't give a shit and will turn up in any old drivel. That's a rubbish film. 24th, Too Fast, Too Furious, £8.45, £3.70. This is where the series actually starts being fun. Vin is disappeared. This is why it's so much fun. You got Brian and you got Tyrese, and it's very silly, surprisingly fun. Never rewatched it. Generally, the series is quite a mixed bag. But yeah, I remember quite enjoying that. 8th of July, I go and see Charlie's Angels 2 for £4 at 5:40. I wonder why I go and see Charlie's Angels 2. What a sad little man I was. 20th, I come into town to the Camden Odeon because I want to see Buffalo Soldiers. £5. It's only £5. 11:55. I remember, like, would come into London and it being quite a little bit, you know, getting in early, not really knowing how to get about London. I was an Aylesbury boy. I'm trying to spread my wings. But I've read about this film in the film magazines. Buffalo Soldiers isn't going to be in Aylesbury or anywhere nearby, so I've got to come into London. And this is me. This is me travelling. You know, some people travelled to Thailand, you know, or, you know, did their trip through South America. Me, I, you know, worked in HMV and I spent most of my time at the top of the house in my room, renting movies from Blockbuster, eating mini milks, and but sometimes getting the train and travelling and exploring the strange and distant London, you know, getting about. How do you get about? How do you get to Camden from Marylebone? I'm only 21. World felt so scary back then. Not because of what was going on. I meant just because... because it just felt, maybe that's just the world felt scary. Traveling felt scary. That's why I didn't go traveling. This was the closest I could come. Can't remember a thing about this. I think it's directed by the guy who directed Romper Stomper. Can't remember his name. And it's just one of those kind of anti-war war flicks. Joaquin doesn't want to be a soldier. He's just like knocks about, and it's very... satirical. 22nd of July, the big summer flick, The Hulk, 5:30, the time that is, row N, seat 17, The Hulk, Ang Lee's The Hulk, Ang Lee, you wouldn't like me when I'm Ang Lee, if you don't know what that reference is, Google Stuart Lee and Ang Lee routine, very funny. Film, it feels like a million years long, it's very bad Is it a bad film? It's a boring film. Ang Lee seems to think long pans of like bits of wood and texture are what this comic book movie needs. He does have some of those comic book like panels, and he does do some interesting stuff. Eric Banner, very flat performance. And then at the opposite end of the spectrum, you've got Nick Nolte hamming it up like he's in another movie. So it's just not fun at all. And you've got Jennifer Connelly caught in the middle, looking very, very baffled. Just the notion of the Hulk just doesn't work, really. I know he kind of works when he's come in with Ruffalo's Hulk in the Avengers. So yeah, he works as this add-on, but it is and everyone's begging for when are we going to get a standalone Hulk movie? It just doesn't make sense. It's a very one-note character. Ed Norton couldn't make it work. You know, it's like a guy who just turns into a big monster and everyone's like, oh God, he's causing all this hassle and he's on the run. That's it. There's just nowhere to go. And if you're a fan of the comics, great. It just doesn't work for a movie. All right. Pitch me the movie on Discord. Prove me wrong. Don't just say I'm wrong because you love the character. Tell me what happens. Tell me the three act structure. Because what's the inciting incident? What's the Hulk up to? All right, who directs it? Who's written the script? Who do you cast as Hulk? Is it just Ruffalo? We've had Ruffalo's Hulk. We need a new Hulk. Okay, that's it. That's the homework for today. Link to the Discord is in the show notes. 5th of August, 1:15, N7, £4, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Directed by Jonathan Mostow? And it's not worth anyone's time. 12th of August, 8:15. Row B, very close for this. I think because this was packed and we've just done it on the podcast. Pirates of the Caribbean with old Johnny Depp. This blew everyone away at the time. That was my memory. Everyone couldn't believe how funny Johnny Depp was, and everyone thought this movie is going to be stupid. It's a Disney ride, and then everyone just seemed to lose their shit. And on rewatching it, I think that's fair enough. He is great, despite my personal antipathy towards him. What do we do now? 24th. No, not many double bills going on in 2003. I'm not going on many double bills. Maybe because I'm working a lot. And I'm at less of a loose end. I'm working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. So I'm probably, yeah, I'm working 5 days, but I've got a day off in the week and I work Saturday. Of course I work Saturday. And then once in a while work a Sunday. And every happy days working in HMV. All the shoppers are all dickheads and it kind of bands you all together. And I discovered a lot. That's where I really discovered and got into some of my favourite bands as well. My I'd been a bit all over the place with music and kind of being a little bit too led by other people's taste. And then I find Mogwai and Biffy Clyro and those two bands. But they seem like they're mine. Mogwai is still mine. Biffy left less so. But yeah, I go and see Mogwai for the first time in a tiny little pub in Oxford. And it's one of the greatest gigs of my life. It kind of then kind of sets me on the road to post-rock and a lot more heavier stuff. Emo and post-rock. So yeah, that's what I'm doing, getting into good music, or the music that really speaks to me. Odeon Covent Garden, 24th of August, screen one. No assigned seating. Roger Dodger, Jesse Eisenberg, a really early performance from Jesse Eisenberg, Campbell Scott. It's a really good indie flick. It's right in my wheelhouse. It's about Campbell Scott plays this kind of Lothario arsehole, and Jesse Eisenberg is his nephew, and they go out on the town together. 21st of August, Freddy versus Jason, £6.20, row L, 6:30. I make my sister go and see this. I go with my sister. I remember that much. Rubbish. Absolute tosh. Come into town for Odeon Tottenham Court Road, £8.20. 24th of August. Confidence. 4:40 p.m. Rachel Weisz. What's that guy? Eddie Burns. One of those confidence pictures. A con picture. Dustin Hoffman. Pretty average. Pretty fine. I wouldn't hunt it out. You'd have to be pretty bored to watch it. But I came all the way into town to see it because I love a conflict. American Pie, American Pie 3, 26th of August, £6, £5. I go and see that with Pete and Spencer at the least. Maybe Brooker comes along, because we'd seen all the American Pies, because they're about young men struggling to find love. We'd go and see them all together. And this is them. One of them gets married. It's American Pie 3, The Wedding. Doesn't say The Wedding on here. I remember quite liking it. Stifler's back. Thank the Lord. Actually, no. Is Stifler not back in that one? Maybe that's the one that Stifler doesn't come back in. Never seen it since. 31st, 5 p.m, K13. I re-watch Pirates of the Caribbean, £6.20. Maybe I'm going with someone else because I've seen it, and then I'll go and see it with someone else. I'm not going by myself to see that again. I enjoyed it, but maybe taking Mother. Mother, let's go see Pirates of the Caribbean. It's still on after all this time. 2nd of September, Jeepers Creepers 2, Screen 1, £4. Again, and the director, as discussed, has been disgraced. This is a lot better than the first one because you know what you're getting. You know the monster's dumb. It's all set on a bus, a school bus, and it's a pretty decent sequel, as I recall. £2.20. 20th of September, the UGC in Haymarket. I come all the way into town. Haymarket. Don't know where that is. Oh, yeah. That's just off, just down from Piccadilly Circus. Screen 1. I go and see Spirited Away, £7.90. Just six. I come, yeah, I see that at 6 p.m. Just one of the great films of our time. Ghibli's best. You know what it's about. If you haven't seen it, you've got to see it. 22nd, Tottenham Court Road. So yeah, I'm coming into London again. Am I staying over, or am I doing the journey? Matchstick Men, £1.10, £5.50. Ridley Scott, Nick Cage, Sam Rockwell again. Sam Rockwell's back. He's been in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Has he been in something else I've mentioned? But yeah, he's in Matchstick Men. He's really good in this, and Nick Cage is great too. Nick Cage, what a year. He gets loads of props for adaptation. This flick it's not quite big enough. I think, again, it's another con flick. Loads better than Confidence. Underrated, underseen. I like it. 9th of October. I'm doing a master's. This is why I'm doing... I've missed a whole section of my life. So it's September. Okay. See, the Kill Bill's opened up the doorway to someone and something. So I've been working at HMV since the... So we're coming... It's nearly a year. And I think I can't have come back to work in HMV. Can I? Is this what my life is? Yeah, it's simple, but am I better than this? I start to think I'm better than this. I'm not better than this. I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. So I figure, I need to get out of Aylesbury. I've got to get out of Aylesbury. There's nothing here. I'm very alone. I'm not really meeting anyone. And when I say I'm not meeting anyone, I mean I'm not meeting girls. I'm not. There's no romance in my life. There's a couple of... Oh, fucking awful rejections, which sting to this day. Yeah, a couple of like little things. It's just all, it was all failure, self-loathing. So I need to get out. I need a new structure to kind of slingshot me out and help me become someone else, because I don't want to be who I am. And so I think, I know what I'll do. I'll do a master's. I'll borrow money from the bank. I'll move to London, and I will try and rebuild my personality. So I do, and I do a I do a I get onto a course because I've done politics at UEA. I'm like, what's close to that? Oh, there's a master's in human rights at UCL. I'll do that. And my sister's got, she's in London, knows people, and they've got a spare room, so I get a room, which is pretty cheap back then. You wouldn't be able to do this these days. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it, let's get out, and maybe this will get me going, because I've got no ideas. And so that's my memory. So, and I know I've completely forgot that when I'd done that, but because I'm seeing Kill Bill, I remember I saw Kill Bill with someone off the human rights course and her boyfriend, Polly and Ed, £6.50. And I think it was The Empire. I thought it was great. You all know Kill Bill. And then on the 22nd of October, all that hard, I get to Covent Garden. See, all that work of coming into to London, to the cinema, I can move around now. I get a sense of what the tube is. And I see Mystic River, Clint Eastwood's directed book of directorial film of the book of the same name by Dennis Lehane, Mystic River. I've done it on the pod. Did well at the Oscars. It's a very meaty, silly film. Sean Penn massively over eggs it. Yeah, I think it's okay. Massively. Far too long. 26th, Screen One, £5.50. That's the price, £4.20. Go and see Tottenham Court Road, Once Upon a Time in Mexico. The third in the Robert Rodriguez Mexico trilogy. Loved Desperado. And I can't imagine that stands up very well, but Once Upon a Time in Mexico, I thought it was shit. Another Johnny Depp slumming it for his buddy, Rodriguez. Rodriguez has just continued to become a worse and worse filmmaker. 24th of October, £8.90, Marble Arch. I'm living in South London, so I'm living in Honor Oak Park at this point. And you've got to get the overground to get into town. But UCL is all based around Bloomsbury. Why am I going to Marble Arch? £8.90, go and see Bad Boys, Screen 2, E14. Very big, bombastic, silly action flick from Michael Bay. Big Willy being a prick. It goes on and on, far too long. And we're wrapping up the year now. We're really close. 9th of November, Odeon Camden. I'm a student. Student prices for £5. I go back and see Matrix Revolutions. Do I see it by myself or do I see it with someone else? Hard to say. And then we round off the year with 27th of November. Nothing else. I didn't see anything in December that year. Up in Birmingham, I go and see Intolerable Cruelty. George Clooney, Catherine Zeta-Jones, one of the Coens' lesser remembered flicks. I go and see that. I'm in Birmingham because I've gone up there because I want to see Biffy Clyro play. They were supported by The Ordinary Boys. Tiny little venue, and got up there quite early. Intolerable Cruelty was playing at the cinema. Go and see that first. And then Biffy Clyro for Pudding. And that's how the year ends. I've started my new life. I'm doing my master's, and I'm sort of getting the experience I wanted and hoped for when I was doing my degree, which I didn't get. Meet some very lovely, smart people. A little bit of drama in where I'm living, but that's not really for this time. And after my year at doing the master's, I moved to Ealing after a sort of slightly, sort of sad end to that. Then I kind of reconnect with some of my uni pals in Ealing. I'll put a full stop on this. I get a job working at Waterstones. But this Waterstones is in London. So I've repeated the pattern, but I'm at least in London. And I'm not living at home. And there's hope. Hope is on the way. I will meet my future first love, my first long-term girlfriend at Waterstones, which, you know, who I was with for 4 or 5 years, lived together, first big, serious life-changing thing. So that's going to happen. That's great. That's important. What else is... I mean, that's the key. That's the key moment, really. Once you get out, your tin pot house. Oh yeah, and then I'm going to end up getting the job, my first proper like job on a kind of a career ladder. It was a horrible place. The boss was a maniac, but it was in the right. It's in the direction of journalism and writing. So yeah, this is it. That's the end of the stubs. I stop keeping them. I don't know what that says. I felt important at the time. And then I stop and I look back at that 22-year-old, he stops hoarding and collecting. I'd love to say, go on, don't stop doing that. You're still going to the cinema, but maybe I'm just not going as much. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks if you've stuck out the journey. Email us, moviesyouforgot@gmail.com, with your favourite movies that you saw between 1999 and 2003. If you weren't alive then, you can pick a movie from those years that's your favourite. Don't pick the obvious ones. Or if you weren't alive during them, what was the key span of cinema activity? I'd love to know that. What are the key moments? What are the formative years that you were going when it was special? Because when I go to the cinema now, it's still special. I still get that thrill going by myself, time away, the lights lower, and like this could be the movie that changes my life, or in a very small way, but how I see things, it'll make me feel things, it'll take me somewhere else. But, you know, when you're in your late teens, early 20s, you've just seen so much less. You're so much fresher, less jaded. You're going to go and see Matrix Revolutions twice, Pirates of the Caribbean twice. So, yeah, I'd love to hear your stories. I don't know if Joe would, but tell me and then I'll make him listen. I'll read them out. So that's it. I'll say cheerio now. All right, bye.